Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Praise be to God. So once again, another blessed day. Those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Saturday. You know what that means, heart to heart, with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens. That will be joining them. Amen. And I want to stress, I've been working on it, but Blog Talk Radio have been working on the system here. People have been having problems hearing us live, but you can go back and hear the recording. Okay, so we thank God for working with Blog Talk Radio engineers to get this problem fixed. Amen. Praise be to God. And so we also blame the devil. He doesn't want this word of truth to go forth. Amen. Glory to God. Thank God for his word and the power of his word. Amen. Praise be to God. Glory to the Most High God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. As we await for my brother to come on, I just want to take opportunity once again to thank God for all of you that have been following us on this Blog Talk Radio. May the Lord continue to bless you, keep you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Glory to be to God. And those of you didn't hear me earlier, I did a broadcast earlier concerning what was told in the news about this Baptist preacher who was fired from this church, and the church fired him because simply he came out to say he was a transgender, just let them know last month. Amen. And I commend the church for standing on the word of truth. Amen. I commend them for that. So if you get a chance, it is titled Why Are You Shocked? And if you get a chance, go back and listen to it. Here's a 30-minute broadcast. Amen. So thank God for that. I want to stress to you all once again, these are the days, time where we have to spend to be rooted in the word of God. If you're not, I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to stand what's coming. Right now, we are in a coronavirus situation. But I'm telling you, that which is coming behind it is going to be greater. And these are the days that we must use at this time, this opportunity to get closer to God and to be rooted in the word. And I'm telling you, some of you are depending on other people. I'm just going to be playing with it. Some of you are just depending on other people. You're not trying to get to know the Lord for yourself. You're depending on other people. You're depending on what they say, quote, about the word of God. You're not studying for yourself. And you fail to realize, really, you have setting yourself up for deception. Because the devil is taking note of this, and he knows that you being a person that just listen to what people say, and in a sense, you know, because even concerning the word of God, and you won't go study for yourself. And so he's going to take advantage of it, people. plain and simple. I mean, what you going to do when no one's around from the church is around? What you going to do, okay, that you don't have their shoulders that you're continuing not just leaning on, but laying on, okay? I have to be honest with you, brothers and sisters. I see the word of God said this is an evil day. This is a dangerous time, okay? And this is also a time where you're going to see some who claim to be of God actually show their true colors. They're going to actually come out and, you know, you're going to find out for a surety where they stand. And you're going to be really surprised at some who was claiming to be with the Lord, but the truth is going to come out. Some of you right now, it's just you're saying things are looking sketchy. You're wondering about particular people. They're saying and doing particular things, and you're saying to yourself, well, I don't want to judge them, but, man, it seems like it's just something about them. But hold on. Truth is going to come out. Amen? The truth is going to come out. And these are the days where God is pulling his remnant to come forward, okay? And in his remnant, it's going to be people that are those who truly stand despite the threatenings of the enemy, whether it's verbal or physical. They're going to truly stand. And I see many who claim to be of the body of Christ compromising. Amen? Now, I'm going to patch my brother on here.
Oh, shalom. Shalom, Yeshua Mashiach. He is Lord.
Amen.
He is risen.
Amen.
We have a
regular broadcast, brothers, regular hour and a half broadcast. So praise be to God. I used 30 minutes today on the broadcast, so we have an hour and a half.
Okay.
So we on the
okay,
regular.
Okay, great. What? All right. Can they hear anymore? They haven't got that fixed yet?
Well, I'm not for sure yet. Have they got it fixed yet? And so far, I'm just still kind of wondering if they're still fixing on it because we didn't have none of the sisters called in yesterday when we was on the broadcast. So right now, I'm not quite sure. I have to find out from Brother Manny. But he did get in touch with them last week, and they said they had fixed on it, and they talked like it's supposed to have been taken care of, but we found out after that it wasn't. So,
yeah.
And I talked to him Monday about it. So,
yeah.
Amen.
Okay. Let's see. We honor the Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we give honor to the Holy Spirit. And the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, whom the whole family and heaven and earth is named. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think according to the power of God that worketh in us through his grace. So we're given another opportunity, another privilege, another blessing and opportunity to share. Hope, living hope, eternal hope, and to know the love of God through Jesus Christ who came into this earth. He came into the earth as a flesh and blood man, born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of a virgin. Now, I know that a lot of devils don't like to hear that, and they want to destroy the virgin birth, the sinless birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, to make him just like anybody else. But I'm afraid that won't work. Hallelujah. A lamb without spot, without blemish, the Lamb of God was offered up for us without blot, without blemish, without image. And John the Baptist cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world." I like that, brother. You know,
amen.
The prophet and these religious could make that claim. Behold, Prophet Muhammad going to take away the sins of the world. You know, that didn't happen. Buddha, Confucius, whoever, they couldn't make that claim, could it?
No, they couldn't.
And that lets you know that the dividing line between the true God and the living God and the true faith in Jesus Christ, born of a virgin, not under sin. Romans chapter 5, Romans chapter 3. Conceived without sin, not under the curse of sin. Muhammad can't say that. Buddha can't say that. The rest of Hindu, none of their prophets can make that claim. And then he did something else that sets us aside from all the religions in the world. And he rose bodily, rose from the dead on the third day and said, I'm alive forevermore. Death don't have no power over me. Grave don't have any power. I conquered death, hell, and the grave. And none of the religions in the world, not a single one of these prophets of all these religions can make this claim. Huh?
Amen.
Can't make that claim, bro.
No, hey. They can't do that.
Sound Amen. Like I'm boasting in Jesus.
Yeah,
I'm making a boast
a
in Christ.
Though.
Huh?
Yeah, but you're doing a good thing, though. Boasting in the right one.
No other prophets of religions, which are millions of gods all over the world, none can make this claim. Virgin born, conceived by the Holy Spirit of the Father, without sin, without blot or blemish, committed no sin, was not born under sin, and then death, hell, and the grave, and said, I am
Amen.
Alive, I'm the life and the resurrection, I'm alive forevermore. I'm the conqueror of death, of the grave, of sin, sickness, disease, and poverty. And I come to set the captive free, Isaiah 61. And no religion, the so-called gods, can make this claim. Hallelujah. Well, I mean, that makes all the religion in the world got to bow down to the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, all the religion, all the so-called prophets and so-called religion, they can't make that claim. They cannot
Amen.
Make that claim. I never, ever saw anywhere where Muhammad raised a person from the dead after 3 days or 4 days, or Hindu or Brahman. Never heard of it. Never heard it. The Brahman religion. The Rosicrucian
yeah.
or whatever. Hindu, Brahman. None of them could give life. None could say after a man dead 2 or 3 days, rise. None could restore an arm, an eyeball, restore life. None could restore limbs. No, the devil can't do that. He got other little magic tricks, but he can't do that. So here is the drawing line between the false and the one true religion and one faith. Yeah. So we are thankful today. I don't know what the handmaidens. We celebrate the women of God, and especially, I guess, we celebrate the evangelist women, the missionary women, the medical women, and just the sisters and brothers, the ambassadors for Christ in the whole world, and the wives and the mothers that's growing up the children in the right way. So we are thankful for this day. I was reading something. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, be glorified. We
yes,
offer it
Lord.
To you. We dedicate to you. We consecrate what we do this hour unto you for your glory and for your kingdom. Amen. Now we know that this is a season that as we draw near, this will be laughter, and joy coming from the houses of the saints and from the gatherings will be laughter and joy about life. God created us to know joy, but most of all, He called us to have joy of life and the joy of His presence. Why can't we have a joyful life? God didn't create us to have a grievous sorrow, bitter life, but a joyful, victorious, triumphant, peaceful life. Now the world is in confusion, no peace, no sorrow, sickness, disease, but He created us. He created us. We are the recreation, the redemption in Christ. What Adam lost, what Adam gave way in rebellion, we reclaim. The through Jesus Christ, and he said, all power. We're supposed to reclaim redemption and restoration. So here today, can you imagine that after 2,000 years, Jesus still walking around amidst of his people? And I don't think none of them other gods, Muhammad or what some other people that died, they ever got up. Why is this God called Allah? What is he doing? What's he doing, brother? And Buddha and Hindu and all those fellas?
Not doing what Jesus done. That's for sure.
Oh, okay. Just wondering what all those gods were doing, you know. So people said, you know what they say, brother? We all serving the same gods. But Hindu got 680 million gods. Which one are you going to serve, bro?
Amen. Amen.
You got 600 million gods to pick out. Wow.
Wow. A whole lot of quote gods.
Yeah, but we got this saying among the so-called people. You said we all serving the same God, they say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, thank you, God, Adam. You know, I'm grateful, and I pray for the Indian people. They are special, graceful people. Their money name are the seed of Abraham in India, and they have fallen prey to the generation. All these ancient cities and civilizations have fell into these all these ancient spirits and different religions. When they left Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob's faith and killed off the prophets, and for centuries they fell into heathenism, paganism, idolatryism, and all forms of other earth religion. So we have to pray for the Indian people because they are the second largest population in the earth besides of China. So let's take a few moments to remember all those Indian people in India and all about the Sikhs and the Hindus and Brahmins and Buddhists. And let us ask the Lord Jesus to open their eyes and visit them because they are precious. And so because many of them have 680 million gods.
Hmm.
So, wow. So let's pray for them that they get down to the one true living God. Think that'll be all right? That they find the one true eternal living God?
Amen. Most definitely would be. Definitely would be all right.
Wow.
Amen.
Well, Jesus said, no man has seen the Father but the Son. Now, that's an amazing statement. The Son of God came to reveal and manifest the Father in the flesh. In the 11th chapter of Matthew, in verse 28, he said, no man knows the Father but the Son. You can't know the Father. The only way you can know the Father, you have to know the Son, because the Father is in the Son, and the Son is in the Father. And when you get the Son of God
Amen.
In you, you got the Father in you. Well,
Amen.
So therefore, you have no knowledge of the Father, because he introduced you into the Father in him, because his Father and he is one, and they are one in spirit. Now, the Son came into the earth to do something as a man that he could not do as the living God. He has to become a man to die for the sins of the world. That's, he had to become flesh and blood, to shed blood. That's the only way he could do that. Hallelujah. Now, there's blood being shed all over the world. They're killing and murdering, and the devil just shedding blood, brother. He just murdering and killing and slaughtering. And he's so jealous because the blood of Jesus was shed, the blood of the Lamb, the Passover Lamb, the perfect Lamb. He came and became a Passover Lamb, which is called, what do they call it? Pay, which means he became our sin sacrifice, peace sack, meaning he became our Passover Lamb, a crossing over to redeem us, called the Atonement. And so this blood was shed, and now Satan is mad he's going about having everybody to kill and murder and destroy. And he's all these children that's missing, all these babies and children all over the United States you see that's missing, they're either
right
or in sex trafficking, or they're being sold for sex trafficking, or they're are sold to witches and sorcery. And so all of these children be wound up missing. And so we have to pray against that, the devil just devastating homes, children and girls and little boys are just missing all over. And so we have to have divine protection in these days, right?
Amen. Amen.
And I advise every young person, if they got one redeemed person in their house, they better respect and honor, because that's their covering and that's their deliverance. Hallelujah. Listen, I know young people don't know, but old people don't know. If you got one redeemed son or daughter in your house or in your family, that is going to and will keep you alive and preserve you from many things. 1 Corinthians 7 talks about a one redeemed person in the house, they're sanctified or blesses the unsaved and the unredeemed that's under them. So if I was these people, if they had one saved, redeemed person in the house, they should be rejoicing. Because they got a card, when the police give you a card, a pass card, you're being kept alive. You're being blessed because of that redeemed person. You're being preserved. You're being delivered from the pitfalls of sin. Their prayers and their redemption is helping you to stay alive. So I don't think people don't even realize that, bro. That's why the devil wants people to dishonor, disrespect the redeemed person, get from under that blessing so he can just snatch them and do them any kind of way. Hallelujah, said Jesus. I don't think we know what the covenant means when you got a redeemed person in your family or in your house. We don't know the benefits of that. Therefore, we had to teach our children from the time they get 2 years age, 3 years old, do like the Jews who started early. All right now, divine protection. You know, we talked about honor. What is that? We talked about long life, the promise of honoring your mother and your father, your days might be long upon the Lord. How the Lord, the first promise of the first commandment, a promise about lengthening of days and life. Let's respect the honor and the mother and father. Let's respect those in authority. Respect the policemen, the judicial system, the president and those people. Respect to our government, our principalities. Judicial order to respect, even though some of them are corrupt and wicked. We know that. We know that some of the kings are wicked. The presidents and the governors and mayors and senators are wicked. But we got to respect that office. God requires that police be some of the wicked. We got to respect authority. And the Black Lives Matter, I will say to you, you have to respect order and authority. Dr. King show us the way the Lord designed it. He never lifted fists against the police. They was beating them, kicking them, persecuting them, torturing them, put dogs on them. But you know, he says, violence begat violence. He never lifted a hand against them in his marching. So Black Lives Matter, there are people in the Black Lives Matter who have taken over that movement, that peaceful, good movement, and infiltrated, and they won't take control of the Black line, and they're using violence, murder, and hatred to stir up. And I've said this over a year and 2 years about this racial war they want to have. And who's behind this taking over the Black Lives Movement? It's them sneaky white supremacists, Ku Klux Klan, and Marxists and communists in Islam are taking it over to turn into a violent and destructive mean to distract and cause chaos in America and cause a racial war. Then Putin and Kim Jong and all of them them enemies of the law, of the mess of the law, can come in this country. This is Satan's strategy. All right, brother. Is this the phone still acting good?
Yeah, I can hear you clear.
Oh, I just thought I'd put a few points in there. What do you think about the distraction Satan is using the Black Lives Matter and has taken it over?
I agree. I think that, too, and another place that they are unbalanced, too, because I understand the standing for how we're being treated because of our color, but I believe they also need to address how our own color, you know, is killing one another. Why is it that we are scared of one another in the neighborhood? You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, no, we can't do that, bro.
Oh, we can't do that? Oh, okay, okay.
No, we can't clean up our own house. We got to go clean somebody else's house, but we can't clean up our own house up first, okay?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So black-on-black crime, we go overlook that, killing every weekend, murdering innocent children, seniors. Oh, we ain't going to be outraged about that. And they have a right to be outraged about injustice and racism, inequality, and social inequality. They have a right to be angry. But if you're going to address that, you got to just bless it on the peacemaker. You got to use peaceful means and nonviolent means to face injustice and racism. So and see, nobody, no, I ain't going to say no one, but very few people are marching against the dope in our neighborhood.
Right.
Young folks standing on the street selling drugs. No, I don't see no thousand marching through, killing every weekend in Chicago. We got the highest rate of young kids, little children 5 years old, innocent mothers, senior citizens, being shot, killed. March on that. I've been telling them for the whole year, 2 years, march on that. You want to march on something? Start at your own home in your own neighborhood and clean it up. Hallelujah. Then go and get the other principalities in power, like racial and social and police brutality and all the rest of that injustice that's being done, and use the peaceful means of love to march and stand. Use the courts. Use the law. And use the margin city in peacefully. But you have to honor and respect the law in doing so. Hallelujah. And so, black-on-black crime and white-on-white crime. Now, the other type of crime, there's all kind of crimes in America, in certain areas, certain groups and culture. The white-collar crime, at the top, they use other methods to get millions and millions of dollars. And they use other people to destroy, shoot, and kill other people at the lower room. And so this is how big business stay alive. They kill and destroy many lives, but they don't use street violence to do it. And see, therefore, white line business crime is on a different level. They steal millions and billions and destroy many lives, countries, and people. But the black-on-black crime, violent crime, get all the notice. And get all the notice because they kill, mange, and kill people and make the neighborhoods unsafe. So what I do, I would take all of these young people who've been now infiltrated by the Ku Klux Klan and white nationalists and the Islamic terrorists and the Marxist group has taken over the peaceful march and turned it into violence in order to destroy and disrupt and cause chaos and a race war in America. Now, these people that's behind it, they're not the original people that started marching. Then they use the young people, the criminal young people in the area, use them to stir up violence. I'm telling you this. This is the strategy of Satan. So people do not know the strategy of the devil. So therefore, let us understand the strategy of evil so that we can be wise. You know, one time we was teaching Brother Robert Gross, a very wise young man, studied the scriptures, know the things of God, very dedicated, committed to the way of Christ. He was teaching once about how Satan and demons operate in the earth. And do you not know, brother, he got rebuked and chastened for that?
Wow. Wow.
By good, loving Christian people. Okay. Hey. Hallelujah. The devil do not want nobody to learn his strategy and how he's working. He wants us to remain ignorant. Paul said, I would not have you ignorant, brother, of the devices of the devil. He don't want you to know his strategy, his plan, and how his operation is. So some people, all they want to talk about, well, I just want to talk about love. We don't want to talk about that. The man is killing you, destroying you, killing your kids, and you don't want to know how he's doing it and what means he's doing it and how to stop him. You want to remain ignorant? You want to,
yeah.
Don't you want to know how cancer is taking over and how all these diseases, don't you want to know what the devil is doing to kill people through disease and affliction? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know, Brother Day. I just do the best I can. But I want to know. Stand up and fight. I want revelation knowledge of God, how this stuff is happening. Why there's so many people dying in the United States, and they got the best hospitals, more technology, and more sick, more dying, more afflicted, more oppression, more dementia, more Alzheimer's. I want to know. Isn't that right, brother? So that you can do something about
Amen.
It, right?
Amen.
Shoot. I mean, and Brother Robert got put out because he was teaching how evil works. Hallelujah to Jesus. How it gets into the school, into the education system, how demons affect different things in people's lives. How Satan puts on a business suit and operate in the business world. How he puts on a great robe and operate in the White House. How he operate in the United States Senate. How he operate in the medical profession. How he operate in the financial session. How devils and sorcery take over the business world and controlled by sorcery. Oh, we don't want to know. I want to be ignorant. I have people destroyed for the lack of knowledge. So I think Brother Robert, he's going to uncover a lot of stuff, brother. He's going to pull the cover off this devil, how he's operating.
Yeah, I believe so too, brother. He's doing a great work in the Lord so far, you know, in doing this. I appreciate the brother, you know, and what he's doing. And we got different parts. We still on the series of Christian Science, you know. We still
that's all these things have to be uncovered and revealed so we can see how darkness and evil is working. And Brother Robin and you, both of y'all called what the double hidden. They just had you, brother.
Yeah,
they, now they mad. They got two. Oh my goodness. Hey, uh oh.
I told
no,
Brother
one is so upset.
Knee, I hit him in the head.
Now you got a little bit of slugger to stand by you, brother. You got two bats hitting that devil now, brother. No wonder the devil's so upset.
Oh yeah, he hit him in the head, brother. You stomped the toe, brother. Brother Robert hit the knee. I hit him in the head. He just grabbing all different places. I like that. I like hitting him in the head, in the knee, and the toe.
I like to decapitate him and destroy his darkness and ignorance over people. Thank you, Jesus. You know what Jesus did to show you that he wants us free, live long and prosper, be in health, have laughter and joy? What did he do? He came to minister life. I said he came to minister the life of God, give us back what Adam lost. He came to administer the life that God intended for us to have, and he came to give us life. Abundantly, John 10. And he came us to give us freedom and liberty. And the first time he came on something, upon people, he began to set them free. And Isaiah 60 said he came to set the captive free. And he came to heal and to restore and give joy and give life. And everywhere he went, he saw a need. A woman, Brother Nate, Jesus, I think in the seventh chapter of Luke, Jesus was going down to a certain place, and he came upon a funeral procession. And this widow, and he knew that there was her only son, her only son and this widow behind this funeral procession, and that her only son had died. And to be a widow in those days in Israel, brother, you got nobody hard to take care of you. That's not a good deal when a woman is left
right.
alone, no son and no husband. Man, you're going to have to scratch for yourself. So
yeah.
Jesus walked by. And by, he saw this widow mourning over a dead son, her only son. And the Bible said he was moved with compassion.
Amen.
I said he was moved with compassion. And he stopped the funeral procession, and he put his hand, and he spoke a word, arise. No, he didn't go to no long prayer. He gave a command, arise. I said, arise. Brother, we're going to come soon to learning the authority of God and the power of God, that it's coming a day soon that God's going to have people walk through a hospital and said, get up. Going to clean out the whole hospital. I like that.
Amen.
It's coming. Oh, it's coming. That's why the messenger of the Lord said, prepare me a people. I said, yeah, he hasn't got a people prepared yet. But he's going to get it done. The Lord's going to get it done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You think Brother Terrell could come in and teach us a few things?
Oh, yes. I believe so, brother. I really do.
Brother, you have to leave the door open because they'll kick him out real quick before he gets in.
Probably the both of us, brother, and me for inviting.
All three of us will all be kicked out, brother.
for inviting us, you know.
You get out here too for inviting them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you'll be out. We'll all be out on the outside. That's a good place to be on the outside. That's where Jesus is at. Oh, my God.
My Lord.
To everything, there is a season, a time, to every purpose under the heavens. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the sun, under the heavens. I believe it's a joyful time for the saints, because that day God is about to do something unusual. Jesus is about to do some mighty unusual things. Brother, it's time for us to get ready to rejoice. We're about to enter in. I knew in my heart that 2020 was going to be a turning point for America, a turning work for the work of the Lord, and turning points for our destiny in America. And I kept talking about this 2020. Really, it's going to be a turning point, but it's going to be a shaking in America and a turning point in America. Hallelujah. And turn in the Church of Christ, Elijah message, that God's going to be to rise and shake and awake and turn upside down. And he's going to shake the Christian world. And the greater after this, it's going to come a great move under the Labo shut. A great move, brother, of the Holy Ghost. But it's going to start outside of the traditional church. I said it's going to come outside of the traditional church, because the traditional, secular, most church, they won't allow it in. Just like they can't exceed Brother Terrell, most of my church, they'll put him out because they can't receive it, the glory that God wants. If God try to bring something in that's grace and power, the traditional church with their mindset, they'll put it out. Get out of here. There's the door. What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely, you know, you look at this time that we in, brother, and living in, and it's sad to say that, you know, things come about like that among, quote, believers when it shouldn't have. And, you know, God gives us all as believers opportunity to grow. But he also left us with a free will. And we know that, you know, some of God's people, to be honest with you, don't have a desire to grow.
don't desire to have a desire to know more. And the dangerous thing about that, brother, that I've seen is that whenever you fall into that type of spirit, you begin to fight others that are growing. And I'm not saying that others that are growing is right every time. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you're going to be so quick to call something wrong of the devil or just you because you haven't sought to grow. And I'm including people in the ministry. I'm not just talking about people in the pews. I'm talking about people in the ministry, okay, that, too, that if you don't want to grow no more and you're not careful, you know what I'm saying, you're fighting against people that's growing.
Well, Jesus gave us a choice, like he gave the Pharisees and Jews. He says, you left the state where you at, you're in a condition, you can't come any further, then I leave you in darkness. See, the Lord will leave you where you won't let him lead you. He'll lead you in that place if you won't permit him to lead you to higher heights and deeper depth. He'll just leave you there. He'll leave you with the light, little light that you have, little understanding. If you won't mature and won't come from glory to glory, from faith to faith, he'll just leave you there. Well, this is, I don't want to know nothing else. I got this bugger and horse. I don't want no automobile, no airplane. I'll just stay right here in this buggy and horse. There are some people like that. They won't move in God and won't be led of God to any height or depth or insight or revelation that God has for their lives or the plan of God expanded in their lives. They refuse. Let me give you an example as we go. Do you not understand that most of the major revival and spiritual awakening that happening into America and many parts of the country, when it hit, the majority of the traditional church rejected and fought against it? Now, you're supposed to fight against that which is evil and deceiving and occulted and outside of God. I understand that. I mean, I understand people getting with their feathers up when the Mormons show up or the Baha or the Jehovah's Witnesses or the Islam. I understand they get their feathers up because Bible-believing Christians church know that that's not the way. And I understand they get upset about that. And you have to guard yourself against stuff like Christian Science and Unitarian and all these well-meaning people who are going down the road of darkness and destruction and deception. I understand that. But when the Lord Jesus began to pour out his grace, every major, you can go back to 1903, when the Azusa Street revival and outpouring took place in L.A. The church world tradition was the first one to want to fight and call it evil and rejected it. And many of them would not come to any understanding. It's like when the Lord raises up a little light and then raises up more light and then greater light and then greater light. There are some people who still want to stay under a 30-watt bulb. Don't care that you got a 100-watt. God wants you to walk on a 100-watt bulb. They will not move from that 30-watt bulb. You understand?
Yeah.
That thought it, that the foolish virgins, they became claim that they did not want any more of God's plan or God's purpose. And they rejected it. And they said, we got enough. They'll say, make statements, religious statements. Well, I've been Baptist born and Baptist bred. I've been a Presbyterian or I've been a Methodist. I've been this. And they will not move any further in the plan and purposes of God. They don't want more light. They don't want more touch of the anointing. They don't want more of his revelation to of his plan or more perfectly. They'll just say, no. Okay? So that is the way with human beings. But the Lord, when the Lord, in this next move of the Holy Ghost, it has started in Central America, it's in Africa now, it's in China, it's even hitting certain parts of the India. The Lord Jesus is awakening and moving with a mighty power. There are people being raised from the dead, brother.
Amen.
Okay, okay. Let me say this again, because nobody, I know that everybody don't know. I said there are people being raised from the dead in Africa, in South America, and in China, and Syria. Hallelujah. Okay?
Amen.
The dead rising, raising revival is going to hit, but it's America, but it's going to hit out of the tradition of the church because of their unbelief and their traditions. The traditions of men, Matthew 15, the traditions and thinking of men, and their unbelief, curse, unbelief of what the Bible and the scripture says. Unbelief kept Israel out of the promised land. It would not allow Jehovah to lead them and direct them under Moses all the way. So it is now. Okay. But I want all that he got for me. What about you, brother? I want all that he planned and purposed for my life. What about you?
Yes, I do, brother. I want all what the Lord have for me. You know, you got to get tired of falling short of receiving all that God has for you. I think we all have to come to that point to pray effectively. I think that many times we pray, glory, but hallelujah, but we don't pray effectively. We don't pray with the faith that we need to pray with because we haven't got to that point, brother, in many areas that you got to get tired of falling short. I mean, really tired. I ain't talking about, you know, sometimes we got the knack of saying, I'm just tired. No, I ain't talking about like that. I'm talking about really tired. Really, you got to get really tired. And when that happens, you're going to do something, you know.
If you're willing to pay the price.
Right. Right.
If you're willing to go after something like the drug man on the corner in the snow.
Right.
Man, there's no weather, there is no environment, there is no time of night or day that he don't hunger for it, that he'll go anywhere, anytime, drag anyway to get it because he got to have it. He got to, I got to. I got to, brother. The spiritual desire and hunger has to come in. People say, I'm seeking after higher heights and deeper. I'm seeking a higher height and deeper depths and width and breadth of God, and I've got to have it. Listen, when you get really hungry for God, you'll start seeking, and nobody can hold you back. Nothing can hold you back. And you're going to see a breakthrough, no matter what the cost it pays to get, and you're going to reach for it, deny yourself of everything. I'm after something. I'm seeking something. I'm not giving up. Listen. The angel messenger has spoke to the Church of Christ with Elijah message over 5 times. When a person repeats something 5 times, what are they saying? The same thing. If somebody comes to preach it over 6 times, repeat the same thing, 1, 2, 3, what are they trying to do when they repeat something over and over again? What's the purpose you think?
One of the purposes I see to strongly get this point out over to you to establish a witness. And then also they're showing that, especially when the Lord's speaking, that we haven't been doing that, which he said.
When a person repeats something 5, 6 times, first of all, you have not heard.
Right.
Secondly, you have not obeyed. And thirdly, he's trying to personally, he's making it an urgent and important thing when he repeats it 5 times. It's a absolutely must. It is important. It's imperative that you do this. You must do this. When he told his disciples, when he left this earth, Jesus said, go to the upper room and stay there He said, go and wait. And wait means, it don't mean that you're not doing it. They said, that means to go and seek and wait for the promise. Now, listen. I'm in the throne, tell you what the Bible says and reiterate what the Bible says. Call a solemn assembly. But that's not all he said, brother. See, people want to stop right there. Call a solemn assembly. Nope, that's incomplete. Call and cry mightily unto God till deliverance. Now he repeats this 6 times. Why does he keep repeating that? If that's not a must, that's an imperative. That's not a top priority of a need. Cry mightily. Cry mighty until. Cry mighty. The first time he spoke that is in the 12th message. Then he repeated in the 34th message. Because some people, we did not hear it. You know, when Israel did not hear, he shook the mountain. When Moses came at the whole, like the earth shook from his voice, like lightning and thunder. I wonder if the Lord going to shake us with all this stuff coming to earth, that we're going to become willing and humble ourselves. Hallelujah. But anyway, there's the people that's going to do it. They're going to obey. All right. We got, 5 minutes left?
Oh, no, brother. You got 37 minutes left.
Oh, okay. Now.
Yeah, we on the 90 minutes.
Did you not understand that Moses, the prophet of Israel, was in the mountain for 40 days? Now, he didn't come down from the mount. Hallelujah. Wow. And he did not. He remained in the mount to receive the law of life. And he was changed when he came down from the mountain. They couldn't hardly look on him for the glory that was on him. Listen. From that time forward, he stopped aging. He had been, his whole body and mind was soaked in the glorious presence of the Most High God. And from that time forth, it was impossible, sickness or disease or anything, to live in him and upon him. He was so glorified in the presence and the glory of God that he stopped aging. The aging process went back. He was 80 years old. He had went, and for the next 40 years, he never aged. I said, he never aged an ounce.
Wow.
Listen, just to walk in the miraculous. They walked in the wilderness, the children of Israel, for 40 years, and they never had a change of shoes. You get that, bro?
Yeah.
They had one pair of shoes when they left Egypt, and they didn't wear out for 40 years, and they walked in those clothing. They walked in a shoe that says, and so the children, as their feet grew, I guess their shoes must have grew too, right? So whatever. Wow. My God. Listen, he want us to know the supernatural power that was in the days of Moses. That's why he sent this angel message. Because this messenger has a ministry, he said, like that prophet, Moses, and like Elijah. These anointing, when the messenger who comes today says he's fulfilling Acts 20:22 and Deuteronomy 18, that prophet, like unto Moses, well, he's talking about the power and the authority of that rod, and we're to have the authority and power of Moses and Elijah in this latter day. Now you can suck on that for a while.
Yeah.
Because Satan is getting ready to show out some more. I said Satan is showing out. Look at all the cities of America. What's going on?
Yeah.
What about what's happening in all the nations of the world? When you get a newspaper, over half of it is bad reports, right?
Right.
When you listen to news 6 o'clock and the 10 o'clock news, over half of it is what?
Bad news.
And it's getting what? Worse and worse. Didn't that Paul the Apostle say it's going to wax worse and evil? Going to wax worse and worse?
Yeah.
And perilous times is upon us. And he wanted to think that in the midst of this, they shall know joy and laughter and victory, as well as mourning for what's coming upon the nations. But he said, I'm going to turn your mourning into joy. And the saints, as they get closer to Jesus on his wings, they're going to walk in joy and victory, even though in their intercession and mourning for the nation, they're going to know joy. The joy
Amen.
And the laughter of the Lord. Hallelujah, because their kingdom draws nigh. The kingdom of God is drawing nigh. And the end of this man's and Satan's rule over the earth, and sin shall not have dominion. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Do you not know that Jesus wants perfect well, that he want to cast out every spirit of sickness, disease, oppression over our mind and our life? That's the will of the gospel. That's the purpose of the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is not fully done. The messenger, angel Lord, says, preach the whole truth, the full plan of God. He keeps telling us, teach the whole truth, the full plan of God. Have you read that, brother?
Amen. Amen.
If it was being done, why would he keep repeating it?
That's right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every part of the ministry is supposed to unfold a part of Jesus and his character and his ability. That means if there's 12 apostles or 7 bishops, each one of them is given a mantle, a talent, ability to reveal, to give to the kingdom. Peter, ministry, and Paul, they were not alike, but they had a piece of the character and nature of Jesus to be revealed. So, who has the Peter anointing? Who has the Paul anointing? Who has the Andrew anointing? The Matthew anointing? Hallelujah. And revelation and authority. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God wanted to convey this to church. When he said restore all things, we haven't even turned the table what he means said restore all things, brother. Elijah will come and we haven't turned even the half of the table.
Amen.
That's why you think he keeps saying in Message 95, pray that men of faith and renown to come in this way. Okay, did you hear that? Did everybody out
Amen.
There hear that? You, Robert, going to be in the first place. You will be in the second place. I'm going to be in the third place. Okay.
Well, right now, brother, you running far from us on the first place, brother.
Lord, I'm asking God to purify me and give me the pure love of Christ for all nations. Lord, give me a depth of love, a pure love for all nations. Hallelujah. I am not going to fight over no little crumbs about whether you can lift your hands or whether you can pray together. I'm not going to even argue with that. I'm going to do the works of God. I'm not going to argue with people, fight with people. I'm going to do, ask God to let me reveal what's in that book, in all three books. I'm not going to argue with mine. I'm not going to, you ever heard of this guy? There was a minister in Chicago. I respected and highly regarded him. And he passed away about 8 years ago or 7 years or something like that. And his name of the church in his broadcast was called Apostle R.R. Mitchell. R.L. Mitchell. And the name of the church was Old Landmark Church of God in Christ. And brother, he when his preaching, he upset the church world. He upset the church world in Chicago. That guy was he was sort of like Brother Terrell. Whatever Brother Terrell, there's going to be an upsaking and a shaking when he goes there, okay?
Yeah.
Well, every Sunday, I think Tuesday, and Brother R.A. Mitchell, man, he had a two-sharp edge sword, and he would be slinging that sword. And then he says to all the churches that didn't care, he said, I don't care. You don't never have to lack me. I'm going to tell you anyway. You ain't got to never lack me. he'd get so much backlash when he was coming straight down alley, boy, at churches and different people. But he said, "Listen to you, I love you. I'm have a charge. You ain't got enough lack me. I'm still gonna tell you. I'm not in no lack you contest. I'm not in no lack you contest." So. I reminded of him how he was so diligent. He didn't care whether you like him or like him not. It didn't make him no difference. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's see who would desire to pray and stand in the gap. Poor brother. Lord, give us, put in our hearts by the Holy Spirit,
yes,
those
Lord.
People or nations or countries that you want us to stand in the gap for. We ask you that you plant in our hearts and our spirits and our minds that those things you want to us to be concerned about. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, the first thing came to my mind right now is Burma. Now, they're part of the Mongolian class. The people in Burma, they don't change that name, but the old name was called Burma. I have been on Siam and Bermuda, and I don't know why exactly, and the Caribbean, and the Boshaka. And I'm seeing a volcano coming, going to shake, about to be loose, and it's even England is about to have a real turbulence. And Lord's going to visit those English people again because a lot of his Israel is there. And in the part of India as well as Indonesia, God has a lot of his Israel people there and on his heart there. So if you have any countries that you might come to mind or whatever.
One place come to mind to me is New Orleans.
New Orleans,
right. New Orleans is...
Okay. Yeah. New Orleans came to me last month. Had been coming to me, 2 months? Back 2 months? New Orleans is constantly New Orleans. It was two months. New Orleans had been coming to me a lot. Hallelujah.
We'll be joined by our sister here, brother. Our sister. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. Thank God for you.
Oh, hello, missionary.
Hello,
so glad,
brother.
Ma'am.
Hello, brothers. I say.
Hello, but Sister Allison, Brother Allison.
Yes,
thank God for
listening.
You. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We're glad to hear your voice, sister, and. We meet together in fellowship on the air, and that's a great privilege, and thank God he's preserved you and your family and your loved one to smile upon you. We're so grateful. We're about to pray for some nations and people that the Lord put on our hearts to have compassion on. And
Amen.
If you have the Lord planted in your heart, anyone that drop in your spirit, that we need to also include in that. You're free to do that.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Well, I thank God because the Lord has been, I do have a list that the Lord has been laying on my heart, but I just want to mention Holland and the Netherlands.
Yeah, that's strange, sister. You know that's strange? How the Lord confirms stuff and just confirms. Now, I never, those two, those names don't hardly ever come to my mind in prayer. But all of a sudden, was it yesterday? The Netherlands came to me. So, that's God's will. Yeah, the Netherlands and also the parts of Scandinavia. Day before yesterday, I said, wow, they never came in my mind to pray for the Netherlands and Scandinavia. But, okay, great. The Lord wanted to do something there.
Amen. And I also want to mention California.
Oh, they're about to get a good they're about to get a shake-up call. Okay. You're right.
Yeah,
right.
Brother, if I can, and it's interesting, Sister Anderson mentioned that, because I want to mention, yesterday I got a phone call. I don't know if y'all ever familiar with a man named Jay Sekulow. Jay Sekulow.
Yeah, I heard of him.
Well, you know, he's the lawyer for Donald Trump. But anyhow, he before he became, quote, Donald Trump's lawyer, I've always watched him for years off and on Christian television. And so I got a call from one of his people yesterday. And, you know, when they call, they ask, you know, if you want to donate to a particular cause that they're working on dealing with what's happening. And so they brought up what's happening in California, where California have banned certain churches from singing. They can't sing. And so I said, they can't sing. He said, no. I said, well, who's doing this? He said, the governor. And so it's interesting that you brought, because I've been kind of hearing about California for the past few months on these particular laws and things they've been, you know, passing and, you know, and the banning of worship and all that. So, yeah, I see, Sister, why you mentioned California.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yeah, he's going to turn California upside down. But there is there's a group of people in the California area that's holding the banner up and holding destruction away from California. There's still going to become some shaking, earthquakes and tremors and upside down, but there is a group of intercessors and prayers around in the area that's holding back destruction off of California. Hallelujah. And there's a group of people in a California area that Lord is going to preserve through all this destruction. It's called the holy place. Yeah. Those people that are standing in the holy place or in the holy place going to be delivered. There are certain people that are gathered together and together in groups in the holy place, and they are making ready to be delivered, and that this evil going to pass over them. It's not going to come nigh them. So, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be amazing, the people, how the Lord spared these people when he overturned cities. So let's pray for Mickey Crockett. He lives in that California area outside of but anyway, he had been on my mind, too. I said, bro, it's about time you get out of that place.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord laid him on my heart, and we pray for him. He's on our prayer list, him and his family.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well,
hallelujah.
That's the thank you, Jesus, first of all. You've given us the privilege to have compassion.
Yes, Lord.
Just like you had compassion upon us and our lives and our families and loved ones, you've given us an opportunity to also release this. Now, there's something in Northern Africa. Northern Africa, keep coming to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Now, Lord, your grace is upon Northern Africa.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Your people.
Yes.
Your seed are there.
Yeah.
Your Israel are there.
Yes.
The honest heart are there. Those that are seeking in northern Africa, shine your grace and light with mighty power upon that area and vivid them. And vivid them. And vivid them. And make you bear your arm in the eyes of all. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord Jesus, South Africa need another awakening. In the name that is above every name, apartheid. Let it be completely broken and destroyed. Let that curse of apartheid be uprooted completely, even among the tribal wars. The tribal wars, let there be a revival that even the tribal people to see the glory of God and the power of Christ.
Yes.
Lord, let them see the anointing in the sky and your presence walking in the clouds and coming forth. Let the glory of God appear.
Yes, Lord.
And these nations that we have called, we bring them at your feet, at the mercy seat.
Yes,
we bring them that you might look upon them and do what is good in your sight to convict, convince, shake, and awake. Whatever you need to do, shake and awake. Revive them in the midst of the years and uncover the darkness and let light begin to vivid them, the light of Christ and the light of the God. Quicken them. Let angels be near. Send forth your angels to California and warn them of the soon upcoming among the great 9-point on the Richter scale. Hallelujah. Warn people to make a decision, to make a covenant, to get in that holy place and stand in that holy place with you, to be delivered in this great shaking that is coming to California. The edge, on the edge of the crust of the Adrian Fault, in Jesus' name. And Lord, remember each of these nations that we call, that you would visit them again, and show yourself. That the eyes are understanding that which they hunger for the most. And the young people in Hong Kong, shine upon those young people that are marching for a better way. Begin to use them. Let the visitation of the Most High God come upon them. And let that nation receive a miracle in Hong Kong. Turn that nation around for Christ and the Holy One in Jesus. Let a revival break out in Jerusalem. Let a Holy Ghost revival break out in Jerusalem among the Jews and the Palestinians.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now we bring this at your feet. We lay it at your feet. We're believing. We're believing for your right hand and right arm to be revealed. And we thank you for it. Every one of these people, every name, remember Mickey Crockett, Lord. Begin to give him dreams and visions in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Wake up Thomas Crockett. Wake up Thomas Crockett. Wake up Thomas Crockett. Wake him up. Wake him up. Wake him again. Wake him up. Whir and stir remembrance of his commitment of his mom and dad. In the name of Jesus, let your love and grace be over Anita Crockett and our household.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you, Lord. And thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
the Spirit of the Lord, God is going to confirm his word that he had given unto his servants before the eyes of the mockers. They're going to God is going to confirm his word. He's going
to
show before the eyes of the mockers the word that he had given unto his servants to tell. They have been given the word even in this nation. And there are those who have mocked, but God is going to confirm his word. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory to God. Thank you.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You,
Lord.
Lord,
we ask
you. Thank you, Jesus.
To rise with healing to all
yes,
those
Lord.
That need a miracle.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are perfectly joined together in faith. One,
yes,
two, three, four. We are joined with the hip socket of faith. We're knitted together.
In the name
and
of
we release what you desire to do miracles and wonders and signs
yes,
and miracles.
Yes, Lord.
This is your desire to show yourself
yes.
and have compassion. Release the miraculous power as it was in the days of Elijah and Elisha and Moses.
Thank you,
Lord.
Let Moses, the restoration power of Moses and the anointing of Moses and Elijah combined be revealed. Thank you, Jesus. Let it be to many people, even in faraway lands that listen and hear. Let them receive their breakthrough for their financial, for their family and deliverance, for their schooling and for their healing and their life. A miracle to find a better way. Rain where there's drought upon those that call upon your name.
Yes.
And bless the land, those that seek your face. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
We love you, Lord, because you are a miracle God. A supernatural, you said, much more miracles than healing and a better way in the lives of many. Well, let it be so.
Yes,
according
Lord.
To your word. We release it. We release it in faith. If any two would agree, we are more than two. And we agree that your word is true. We agree that your promises are sure. We agree that you're alive to watch over your word to do it. We agree that you're the God of Elijah and Moses and Peter, James, and John, the creator of the ends of the universe. The same. The same that called Lazarus for. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, if you want optimal health, you're going to have to keep your blood circulating. You're going to have to walk. And you're going to have to do some walk. Instead of, you have to walk, and you want your weight to be balanced, and you're walking, walk. And talk to people. Go from door to door, place to place. You don't have to pay nobody to do no exercise. Do your spiritual exercises, and you'll get your physical exercise all thrown in one.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you, Lord. Thank God
thank
for the
you.
Broadcast. Thank God for you, Sister Helen, joining us today.
Yes.
Glory
Amen.
To God. May the Lord continue to bless you and your family in Jesus' name. We thank God
Lord.
For all you that have been listening. Don't forget another God's Word to Man broadcast tomorrow night. Look for the advertisement at 7 o'clock as me and Brother Robert Gross will continue on a series about Christian Science. Amen.
Amen.
And we'll be talking about what they say about God. So tune in tomorrow night. Lord say the same at 7 o'clock p.m. Once again, we thank God for all of you that have been listening. As for Brother Lee and Brother Nate, Sister Tig and Sister Addison, God bless you. God keep you. We love you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
God bless you all.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you into our lives.